John Taylor is with us now from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. And the markets dropped some yesterday. Some news coming out today. John, how does it look today?
Well, the news that's out this morning is not what we hope for. It's not catastrophic, but it's not very encouraging either. And, of course, the Fed continues to remind us as recently as yesterday that any chance for them for cutting back on quantitative easing and tampering back on what they're doing depends on employment data. We get some of that this morning. It's Thursday, so we talk about that every Thursday morning. First-time claims for unemployment benefits, 354,000. That's higher than expected, and a trend, we hope not a trend, but just a blip. But we also this morning get the first revision of GDP, gross domestic product, for the first quarter. It had previously been reported at 2.5% annualized growth rate. Now, that's a meager rate, but at least it's positive. It's been revised downward to 2.4. The experts are already saying that you can expect the second and third quarters to be even more muted than this first quarter has been, and we get one more revision of that. But yesterday, even though the market was down 100 points, I've never seen as many deals happen in one day. We reported yesterday morning some news about HMA, Health Management Associates, Naples-based company that's the parent company of Sparks and Summit, how the CEO was retiring, but also how a hedge fund had acquired a 14.6% stake and a company had adopted a poison pill, and is it in play, is it not in play? We also talked about a Chinese company buying Smithfield Foods, which is the largest pork producer in the U.S., and by the way, that deal was announced later in the day, a 31% premium the Chinese company is proposing to pay over the stock price of Smithfield over the previous day. But the chairman of Smithfield says that there are going to be other bidders potentially that may offer even more money. But then a couple of other deals were announced later in the day. One of them has some local ties. Service Corp International, SCI, which is the largest funeral home operator and cemetery operator in the U.S., is going to acquire Stewart, which is the number two operator of funeral homes and cemeteries, and a deal that's going to be about $1.1 billion. Now, SCI, Service Corp International, has a strong local presence. They already own Edwards and Fentress and McConnell and Greenwood, have several funeral homes in Northwest Arkansas and Rogers and Mentonville. When the thing gets combined, the number one, number two funeral home operator, they will have 2,168 locations in 48 states, 1,653 funeral homes, 515 cemeteries, and experts say that they will have about a 20% market share of that industry. Now, SCI tried to buy them earlier, Stewart, that is. SCI is headquartered in Houston, Stewart's in New Orleans. Tried to buy them earlier, didn't work out. They're paying a 36% premium over where that stock closed the previous day. And then after the market closed yesterday, the sage of Omaha, Warren Buffett, his company, Berkshire Hathaway, announcing that their MidAmerica Energy Company, which is their energy subsidiary, is paying $5.6 billion to buy NV Energy. Now, NV Energy is the utility company that serves Las Vegas, supplies all those lights and all those casinos in Las Vegas, and they're paying a 23% premium over where that stock closed on the previous day. So we're seeing a lot of deals, and we're seeing huge premiums being paid. NV Energy says that they will accelerate the retirement of their coal-fired plants, and because they have access to deep pockets and unlimited capital now through Berkshire Hathaway, they will accelerate the construction of natural gas plants and also renewable power plants. It looks like after this news came out this morning about the GDP being revised down and the unemployment claims being up a bit, Dow futures, which are up about 40 or 50, ticked down. They're up about 20 or so, but who knows what the day will bring. It wouldn't surprise me if we were up 100 or down 100 by the time the day's over. Nothing surprises me anymore.
I'll tell you, John, there is so much going on. We appreciate you being with us each day because so many developments, and they affect us here at home.
Well, it does, and a lot of these things we talked about have, you know, ties right here in Fort Smith, of course, you know, either direct or indirect. But it is interesting that there's so much cash out there that a lot of deals are happening, and we're seeing huge premiums being paid to acquire these companies.
Yep.